On today's Press Pass, Jim Fink of Business First provides the latest developments on two recognizable regional entities, One Seneca Tower and the Eastern Hills Mall. First, a look at the entry of Whole Foods into the local marketplace. While shoppers flocked to the opening of the Amherst store last week, Jim Fink says company officials are already looking ahead.
Well, there's a lot riding on this. Their regional president, Christina Minardi, told me that they're watching the trends of the store very closely. They're watching Buffalo's demographics very closely. And if everything lines up, and again, this is very preliminary, let's not get overly excited just yet. They have a urban supermarket model. It's called 365. She's already talked to Mayor Brown and some of the city folks about possible 365 locations.
The gist of what you're getting at here is it's a possibility that in the city of Buffalo, which for a long time had a dearth of grocery stores,
correct,
might see a Whole Foods location.
Correct.
The Whole Foods chain was sold for nearly $14 billion not too long ago to Amazon. Amazon, all of a sudden, is starting to show a presence here in Western New York. What's up there?
When this calendar year started, Amazon had no presence in the Buffalo market other than a whole lot of customers via FedEx or whatever. Now they have, by virtue of their acquisition of Whole Foods, they have a retailing presence. They also opened up a massive distribution center out in Lancaster where they're going to have between 500 and 600 people working eventually. Company based in Seattle that's looking at Buffalo with a much different eye than maybe we look at Buffalo. And that's pretty significant.
So when we talk about Whole Foods, we talk about Amazon, in some ways we're talking about the modern retailer. Taking a step back, though, looking back into our rearview mirror, the malls of Western New York. And the Eastern Hills Mall has made news as of late. What is the latest there?
It is up for sale, or they're looking for investment partners. They are talking about converting significant portions of the mall into what they call a lifestyle center with hotel, maybe residences, recreational type activities. To do this, they need a significant influx of cash and capital. That's why they have put Mountain Development, who owns the mall, has put the quote-unquote for sale sign on the mall.
Taking a look at another relic of the 60s, so to speak, what called Marine Midland Tower at one point, now known as Seneca One Tower. It looked pretty bleak for Seneca One Tower not too long ago. What about now? What are you seeing? You've had a chance to get inside.
I have been inside, and last week I took a very extensive tour with Doug Jamel, the owner of the mall, or the owner of the building, I'm sorry. And he's really fast-tracking. Think about this. In less than 1 year, he's bought the building, the 38-story Seneca One Tower. He has gotten a lot of approvals from the city. He has started some demolition remediation work in there. And this Monday night, the Buffalo Planning Board will be signing off on the last approval that he needs for his revised first phase of the development, which is centering the retail portion on what they call the Eastern Annex or the Eastern Plaza. That's facing Washington Street and Coca-Cola Field, and moving the retail or the residential component, which is now 137 apartments, over to the Western Annex, closer to Pearl Street, Pearl Street Brewery. So the planning board, I'm assuming, will sign off on that on Monday night, and then it's all systems go. Doug Jamel is very confident that within a year to 18 months, the retail portion, at least on the plaza, will be completed. There'll be tenants in there, and he is talking to some high-profile national tenants, and also there'll be people living in the building. And as for the tower itself, he's going to let the market dictate what happens there.
Jim Fink, we always are pleased to have you with us here at WBFO Press Pass, and we look forward to hearing from you again next month.
I'll be back. Thank you.